Savitri, Book 11, Canto 1, pages 682 to 683. His slumber is in almightiness in things. Awake, he is the eternal and supreme. Above was the brooding bliss of the infinite, its omniscient and omnipotent repose, its immobile silence, absolute and alone. All powers were woven in countless concords here. The bliss that made the world in his body lived. Love and delight were the head of the sweet form in the alluring meshes of their snare, recaptured the proud, blissful members held, all joys, outrunners of the panting heart, and fugitive from life's outstripped desire. Whatever vision has escaped the eye, whatever happiness comes in dream and trance, the nectar spilled by love with trembling hands, the joy the cup of nature cannot hold, had crowded to the beauty of his face, were waiting in the honey of his laugh. Things hidden by the silence of the hours, the ideas that find no voice on living lips, the soul's pregnant meeting with infinity, had come to birth in him and taken fire. The secret whisper of the flower and star revealed its meaning in his fathomless look. His lips curved, eloquent, like a rose of dawn. His smile that played with the wonder of the mind and stayed in the heart when it had left his mouth glimmered with the radiance of the morning star, gemming the wide discovery of heaven. His gaze was the regard of eternity, the spirit of its sweet and calm intent was a wise home of gladness and divulged the light of the ages in the mirth of the hours. A sun of wisdom in miracled grove. In the orchestral largeness of his mind, all contrary seekings their close kinship knew. Rich-hearted, wonderful to each other met, in the mutual marveling of their myriad notes, and dwelt like brothers of one family who had found their common and mysterious home. As from the harp of some ecstatic god, there springs a harmony of lyric bliss, striving to leave no heavenly joy unsung. Such was the life in that embodied light. He seemed the wideness of a boundless sky. He seemed the passion of a sorrowless earth. He seemed the burning of a worldwide sun. Two looked upon each other. Soul saw soul.